Good morning, my friends. As you may remember, we're working with that acronym of HEALS as part of how we care for ourselves during this time of uncertainty and unrest. And then second letter, E, we can use for personal activity or exercise. Much of what we might have relied on for exercise is not available to us during this pandemic. And why would it be important anyway? Well, in the spirit of mindfulness, it's about being with awareness in your own body and practicing something intentional in moving it. As our normal patterns of movement may be somewhat disrupted right now. For some of us, it takes a conscious and purposeful intention to get that body moving, especially for those of us who rely on it for management of pain or a chronic physical condition, or for the balancing out of mood and attitude by stimulating the neural receptors in our brains. And exercise does not have to be formal. It is any kind of activity that is sustained for a period of time, whatever you choose that period of time to be, depending on the intensity of your activity. So let us sit today with awareness of our physical body as you sit comfortably in your chair. Take a moment to feel the support of that chair underneath your body and lean into it, relax into that support, so that you can really feel it as you turn your awareness to simple breathing. Or we could say exercising your lungs and your sympathetic nervous system. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I breathe with intention. Breathing in, I take a long, full breath all the way up my body, stretching my body to its limits with the breath inside of it, and holding it for a brief few seconds and releasing it slowly, feeling that stretch of my lungs and my chest and my back and my belly to release itself. Breathing in, stretch, and breathing out, noticing how that stretch comes into your body and leaves it. Stretching is one of the three things that we call exercise that the body needs. So look for opportunities in your meditation practice and in other places to really stretch, reach. Stretch your body out when you first get out of bed or you first sit up. Stretch your legs by walking with a wider or longer step. Be mindful of opportunities to stretch your body. Along with stretching, the next activity that a body needs is strengthening. And as you sit here in the present with your body, I invite you to clasp each hand together in a fist, a tight fist. And let that tightening go all the way up your arm and into your shoulders. Tighten and hold. Hold tightly. And then mindfully release from your shoulders, down your arms, to your hands. And open your hands. Feeling the blood flow back into those areas that you have tightened. This is what strengthening feels like in the body. Strengthening can happen wherever you push something or pull something and use the muscles of your chest or your back. Or when you lift something heavy, using your legs bent at the knees and your thigh muscles to help you lift without hurting your back. Look for opportunities to notice when you are strengthening your body. When you get up from a sitting position, you're strengthening your thighs. And you can even further this by doing 5 to 10 chair squats, as they're called, sitting back down and without momentum, using your legs to lift you back up. Becoming mindful of strengthening is really interesting for me because I start to see all the opportunities that this incredible body that we've been given is using its strength. And sometimes there's an opportunity to hold on for longer. After lifting that box, hold it up for just a little longer. Look for opportunities with mindful awareness to strengthen. And the last part of keeping exercising and activity going purposefully in your body is called sustainability. And this is our capacity to work, to keep going, to push the edges a little further before we stop, and mindfully being in our bodies at that time, aware of the stretching and the strength that goes into sustainability, as well as the endurance and intention. Endurance and intention are the core of sustainability in practice with mindfulness. In addition to pushing the edges beyond your usual limits and really experiencing the appreciation or the joy of being able to use your body in this way, there could also be purposeful activity, such as taking a walk for a certain period of time or walking up and down the steps a few times when you go upstairs to get something. I actually find this pretty easy because I always forget at least 2 of the 5 things I meant to bring downstairs. So instead of saying, "Ugh, I'll get it later," I have begun to look for those opportunities to go up and down the stairs more times in a day than I usually would. Usually I might leave things piled up by the door to be taken downstairs to the pantry. And most recently, I've been taking them one at a time whenever I need to go down and volunteering to go down and get whatever is needed down there. And always with mindful appreciation that we have this incredible body that responds to our mind, our hearts, and our intentions. Developing endurance mindfully. And since it is the body that teaches the mind in so many ways, being mindful of your body's movement during this time and being intentional to increase it and sustain it can really matter. So tomorrow when you wake up, sit up in bed and take a big stretch with your arms up to the ceiling. Or perhaps do that standing if that's possible for you. Stretch up, clench your fists, and slowly release that stretch. And notice the pulsing of the blood in your body. And maybe leave that bedroom with the intention to do the next thing of activity or exercise with that body as you go into your day. Stay aware, my friends. Stay active in any way that works for you. As exercise, stretch, strengthen, sustain in mindful, grateful relationship with your own body's physicality. Take it with you today, my friends. Pay attention to what is possible. Namaste. Amen.